Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Here at Seneca Women, we're big believers in the power of simple acts of kindness. In fact, science shows us that doing acts of kindness can boost your own levels of happiness. Today, we're going to learn about the connection between kindness and happiness from an expert on the topic, Dr. Catherine Sanderson. Dr. Sanderson is a professor of psychology at Amherst College, and she's on the editorial board of the Journal of Research in Psychology. She's also the author of The Science of Happiness, An Introduction to Positive Psychology. Here's what she had to say. Dr. Sanderson, thanks so much for joining us.
Very happy to talk.
So, how can we benefit from being kind to others?
Research in both psychology and neuroscience shows that giving to other people actually makes us feel good. In fact, it even activates a part of our brain that is in charge of processing rewarding experiences, meaning that giving to other people feels good at a neurological level in the exact same way that eating chocolate feels good.
And what are some small acts of kindness we can integrate into our day-to-day lives?
One of the most exciting findings from the field of positive psychology is basically that anything counts. So people who volunteer in their communities experience higher levels of happiness. People who donate to charity experience higher levels of happiness. So even very small sort of random acts of kindness, letting another car merge in front of you instead of cutting them off, or doing an act of kindness for a neighbor, all of those are examples of small acts that can make a big difference.
So how do acts of kindness differ when they're towards people we know versus total strangers?
In fact, research shows that both types of acts of kindness can make us feel good. So giving to strangers, giving to friends, both of those make us feel good. The one difference is that if you give to somebody within your community, you may be more likely to have that act of kindness reciprocated because the person knows you, is in touch with you. Say you do an act of kindness for your neighbor, maybe they'll reciprocate at some other point. But both acts of kindness towards strangers and friends feel good to us.
And for you personally, what acts of kindness do you find to be the most impactful? What do you try to do on a regular basis?
So I'm going to describe two specific things. One, I have set up regular monthly donations to charitable organizations that I care about. In particular, since the pandemic, I've set up a monthly donation to help people who are struggling with hunger, which has been such a big issue in terms of the last year and people not having regular employment, children not being regularly in school where they might have access to free or reduced lunch. So for me, that's something that I've actually started doing since the pandemic as a way of giving regularly in a monetary way. Pre-pandemic, and what I very much hope will be post-pandemic, I have a really simple act of kindness that I do with some regularity when I'm traveling, which is that I offer to take a picture of anyone who is struggling with having a picture of themselves taken. So you'll often see, you know, parents taking just a picture of their kid or somebody trying to do an awkward selfie. I am the person who always stops and says, "Hey, would you like me to take a picture for you?" And it's a simple and very small act, but it's something that basically everyone appreciates.
Such great advice. Even the smallest act of kindness can have a surprising impact on your own happiness. So here's something good for today. According to Dr. Sanderson, research supports that giving to others actually does make us feel good. As Dr. Sanderson tells us, it even activates the part of our brain that processes rewarding experiences. The good news is that it doesn't take a specific act to reap these benefits. Dr. Sanderson says basically anything counts, whether it's donating to charity regularly, helping a friend in need, or something as simple as letting another car merge in front of you. Any act of kindness can have a positive impact on your day. Thank you for listening, and please share today's something good with others in your life.
This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.